Welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From Lights Out Production and the website of 1320wils.com, I'm your host, Brad.
And I'm his brother, Jason. With us, as always, is our stat man, Honest Rob.
What's up, party people?
Yeah. It's not like being a whoop. There it is right there.
You got to check it out. Honest Rob is dancing in the studio right now. It's pretty awesome.
Hey. And it's because he's excited day. Because today, my friends, is draft day. We're going to do a mock draft here in the studio. A little bit different since there's only three of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no three-team leagues out there.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
If you are, you're kind of strange.
You'd have three really awesome teams, though.
Awesome teams. So what we're going to do here is each one of us are going to have three teams, and we're going to have one consensus team that we're all going to come up with the draft pick for and explain why we think that this should be the draft pick for this team. So that way we can explain a little bit about why we're picking certain players, where we're picking them. It might help you kind of figure out what you're going to do on your draft day.
Yeah, the first couple rounds are going to be pretty set in stone. You know, you're going to have the same usual suspect type players in there. But as we get a little bit later in the rounds, I think we're going to do about five rounds today. Yeah. And, you know, as you get into the third, fourth, and fifth, you know, we'll throw a little explanation in there, too, so you can sort of understand why we're picking certain players where we are.
And there was a very stout competition of paper, scissor, rock going on here.
It was very hard.
For who goes first, and I took it all. I took the taco, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Brad is the grand champion of rock, paper, scissors.
So I will be going first, so without further ado, let's get into it.
All right.
My first pick, I'm going to go with Michael Vick, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I know what a big Eagles fan you are.
I'm an Eagles fan.
All right, with my second pick, I think I'm going to take Adrian Peterson.
Pretty standard, yeah. I think, there. I'm going to go with Arian Foster.
Also can't fault that pick at all.
Alrighty, well, here's where things could get a little crazy, because I know your guys' view on all this, but I'm actually going to go with Chris Johnson for my second
all right.
team.
So Brad's second team is starting out with a running back. That's good. For my second team, I'm going to go with Jamal Charles.
All right, Jay, we got four running backs off the board already.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm actually going to follow Brad's team one example. I'm going to jump back over and pick up Aaron Rodgers. I know that's two
right
quarterbacks
there.
off the board early, but...
Yeah. I kind of expect those two to go in the first round, though.
I mean, who are you guys seeing as far as Rodgers and Vic? I mean, what quarterback do you think is going to go first in most drafts?
I think in most drafts you're going to see Rodgers go first, but either one is going to be a good pick for this year. I mean, it really depends on how your league scores. If it's a standard scoring league, you're going to get 4 points for every touchdown. So I think someone like Michael Vick may bump up a little bit in that type of a league because he's going to score more running touchdowns.
Yeah.
But if it's a traditional 6 points per touchdown, you might want Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that Vic is going to go off the board first. Right now, I actually have Rodgers projected at 317 points and Vic projected at 315 points in the season. So very, very close.
Yeah.
Basically interchangeable. Vic is just more of a flashy player. Exactly what Jason said. If he runs a couple more in than we're expecting him to this year, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, keeping things going here with my third team.
Well, no, we're going to be out. This is our consensus pick now. Pick seven.
Consensus. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's where my question comes in, then. I'm looking, because, you know, most people are taking running backs in the first round.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Pretty standard.
Now, who you come out, what running back is next is up to you. I would probably be looking at, from what I'm seeing here on the website, probably Maurice Jones-Drew, somewhere around there. I would actually take Brady at this point, though. I would take a quarterback first over someone like Maurice Jones-Drew, who... is injury prone, you know.
See, for me, if you're going to take a quarterback in the first round, it should be Aaron Rodgers or Michael Vick. They're both off the board, so I would wait for the second or third round for a quarterback.
So who are you taking then?
I would take Ray Rice here, actually. That would be my
pick. I have Rice next for my running back, but how about Andre Johnson?
Andre Johnson would be a decent pick here, too, but I think, again, I would probably wait for more like a 8, 9, 10 pick in the first round for him.
I actually think I would roll with Andre Johnson at this
point. I think
that
Johnson is the only first-round wide receiver. Because of that scarcity, I have him projected about 20 points ahead of all the other wide receivers.
I do too, but just like I said, more of a late first round thing for me than like a seventh pick.
Sure.
I think that to me, he's more of a sure thing than some of the other players on the board. That's why I would put him ahead.
Even with the hand injury, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that dude played with a chest contusion. So, yeah, I would put him. As far as other running backs, you know, there's good ones out there. But you do have Maurice Jones-Drew, who does get injured. You have Ray Rice, who's a smaller guy. Andre Johnson, to me, seems like a safer pick at this point.
You remember when Andre Johnson got injured last year and they had to hide his helmet from him to keep him from playing?
Yes. Matt Stafford tried to do that. It didn't work out
so
well.
Yeah. But, so Andre Johnson is definitely a tough guy. I got no problem with picking him here. We'll go for consensus wide receiver then, Andre Johnson?
Yeah, Andre Johnson.
All right.
So our consensus team has Andre Johnson.
All right, Brad, team
three. All right,
three.
Now Brad, team three.
Now me, team three. Okay, I'm going to eat my words. I'm going to go ahead and pick up Maurice Jones-Drew here.
All right. So Maurice Jones-Drew, that would lead to me. I believe I'm going to go with Ray Rice here to round out my third team. And now with all of my teams, I've got a number one running back on them.
So we don't have to ask you what your strategy is.
No.
All right. Honest Rob, team three. At this point, I'm going to follow kind of suit with Jason. I'm going to pick up one of the last remaining first or second tier running backs and go with McCoy.
That's a good pick. McCoy's going a little higher than I had him projected this year, actually, but just because I think Michael Vick takes a lot of rushes away from him. But
absolutely.
I mean, in an offense like the Eagles, you're going to have a bunch of people scoring.
Here's
so.
what's going through my mind on this pick here. Like I was saying, Andre Johnson is the only first-round wide receiver in my mind. I'm seeing on the board McCoy, Frank Gore, Darren McFadden, Mendenhall, Forte, Steven Jackson, guys like that. I think that McCoy is definitely a cut above. Frank Gore would be if he could last for the whole season.
Yeah. I think the thing about McCoy, too, that people don't really realize is actually how many receiving yards and receptions he had last season.
Yeah.
He's towards the top three, might even be the top. I'm not sure. I'd have to check, but he's definitely top three out of running backs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get the fact that he can run from the line of scrimmage. He can also catch out of the backfield. You know, that makes him a threat in both areas. That's important, you know, for a running back.
Yep.
Well, I think that's going to kind of tie it up for the first round, guys. I mean, do you guys want ready to move on to the second round?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go round two.
All right, guys, I'm going to kick off round two here. I'm actually going to follow kind of what Brad was saying a few minutes ago. I'm going to go ahead and go with Brady here.
Oh, that was my pick.
That's what I love to hear.
That's how you know you did a good job.
Definitely. All right. Well, I was going to pick a quarterback here. I wanted Brady. I think at this point, I will probably take Drew Brees for that spot.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
That's what happens, man. You get drafting people right before you grab what you want to get.
Woo.
So who's up for your pick, Brad?
I do not know, to be completely honest. You know what? What I'm going to do is I have Maurice Jones-Drew already on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And any really good quarterback, the elite quarterbacks I think of, to me, are off the board at this point, besides maybe Phillip Rivers.
And Peyton,
which I'm not as high on Peyton this year because of the injury. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my team extremely running back heavy and rely on those for my points.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to roll with Frank Gore as my pick.
Okay. And then we are back to Honest Rob, I believe.
We're actually at the consensus at this
point. Oh, consensus. You're right. Yeah. So consensus pick, we have the first wide receiver off the board, Andre Johnson. I think at this point we have to go running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's becoming a serious scarcity issue.
Yeah.
Right now my top three or four are McFadden, Mendenhall, Forte, and Steven Jackson.
I would probably say Mendenhall for consistency's sake. I think he's the most consistent on the board.
And he's kind of the guy there in Pittsburgh. He's one of the true only running backs on the field most of the time.
Yep.
But I do also have Michael Turner ranked very highly there.
Yes.
I think, and on my boards anyway, I have him above Mendenhall.
I have Michael Turner above him too. I would feel more comfortable if consistency is what you're going for.
Yeah.
I would feel more comfortable with Mendenhall. If you're looking for the big play, though, I would go with Turner. I have a real good feeling about Turner.
I do too, but he is awfully up and down.
Yeah.
I would agree with you guys on Turner. I think based on where this team is, out of the three major positions, wide receiver, even though Andre Johnson tends to be very consistent, it's the least consistent out of the three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if this team is going to go for broke, we might as well go for broke.
Yeah.
So why don't we go with Turner?
Okay.
I like that. Definitely. Michael Turner off the board then. So I like where our consensus team is turning out so far with the wide receiver and then Michael Turner there. And now we are back to Honest Rob for a pick, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Back to me. This team that I'm working on right now, my number two team, already has a quarterback, so I'm going to shy away from it there. Right now I'm between running back and wide receiver. I think this team, same kind of thing, might be like a go-for-broke type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to go with Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
I like it. Johnson. You have him as your number two wide receiver.
I do, yes.
All right.
I have him slightly ahead of Roddy White by 4 points this season.
Okay. Now we're back to me, my number two team. I've already got Jamaal Charles here, and I'm looking at the thinning out of the top tier of what I have as my top tier quarterbacks. So I'm going to jump on that and grab Peyton Manning for that team.
Going for my number two team, I already have Chris Johnson as my running back. So kind of following that same trend, I'm going to want to get a quarterback to kind of round that out. What I see is the last of the elite quarterbacks, kind of. I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers, big numbers there. I think he's probably the best quarterback left on the board.
I agree.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, Brad. There's a big jump. My next quarterback after Rivers is down to Romo, Schaub, and Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
So I think there's a huge jump between Rivers. So yeah. I think you got to – maybe even if you're not looking to do that, I think you almost have to pull the trigger there because they're putting you in a corner.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. You're basically down to your last elite. And sometimes I consider Romo elite, but, I mean, it's hard for me after last season where he got injured didn't play much to really throw him in that category.
Yeah, I would agree.
It is.
This is my team one. Alternative to the other teams that I'm running right now, this is going to be my bread and butter reliability team, so I'm going to go with Mendenhall.
Okay. That was my pick.
Once again, that's number two for the.
All right. Let me see. So this is back to my number one team. Now I've got Adrian Peterson on the team. I'm looking at the quarterbacks. All my elite options are pretty much gone there. So I'm going to go for Roddy White at wide receiver.
Alrighty, so going back to my number one team, we already have Michael Vick off the board, and this is kind of what you might have to deal with if you're taking someone like Michael Vick. The top tier running backs are pretty much going to be spoken for at this point.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to go maybe a reach, and right now I'm kind of looking at Darren McFadden or Peyton Hillis. What I'm going to go with is Peyton Hillis, based on the fact that McFadden does have some injury problems. He has always missed at least one game a season since he started. To me, Hillis seems more consistent. Even when he's injured, he still scores touchdowns.
That, and you have your man crush to consider.
I do have my man crush on Peyton Hillis. So, yeah, I'm going to take Peyton Hillis with mine.
You know, in a worst-case scenario, too, here Brad, you are this team is coming up for you again. So
yeah, you get a double pick here.
Yes.
If you want to go for a reach, you know what I mean, you're going to actually be able to go for two players.
Yeah.
So you're always going to have the option of reaching and maybe going for more reliable
guy. Well, can I shake the pot then on this one, on round three? Because I think I'm going to shake it up a little bit.
You're going to stir the pot.
I'm going to stir the pot a little bit. I don't think you guys are ready for this one. My pick for my team, who has Michael Vick and now has Peyton Hillis.
Okay.
I am going to go ahead and take DeSean Jackson based on the fact that I have Michael Vick as my quarterback. Double points for any touchdown.
I do think that's a bit of a reach.
Oh, it's a huge reach.
Yeah, yeah. He could have a great season. I mean, he's a great talent. He's, you know, especially if you've got return yardage in your league, he's going to get a lot of points from that. But, yeah, I think that is
a little early for him. He's a huge reach. But the thing is like I said, you got double points, and that, to me, is a tandem that's going to go great all year long, and the fact that there are return yards there. And he's just an all-around player, you know?
Yeah.
So I know it's a reach. I know it's a reach, but I'm going to go ahead and roll with that.
That, you know, sometimes you got to be not afraid to make the big
definitely
the big choices.
Pull the trigger, man. Make the team you want to make, you know. All right, so we're back to me again for my first team. I got Adrian Peterson, and Roddy White. Again, the sort of elite quarterbacks are gone. I think I'm going to grab another running back here. I'm looking between Steven Jackson and Darren McFadden, and I think between those two, I'm going to grab McFadden. A little bit of injury issues, but I think as far as touchdowns, he's going to score more than Steven Jackson, I think. So.
I think I score more touchdowns than Steven Jackson.
I'm going to go with Darren McFadden there.
All right. That's, you know, I mean, pretty running back, wide receiver running back. I think that's pretty pretty bread and butter there. Coming up next, here's what I'm looking at. My first team is Arian Foster and Rashard Mendenhall. So at this point, I'm feeling like I almost need to get either a top wide receiver for this team or at least try to get in on those second-tier quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing at this point in my quarterbacks Tony Romo, who I'm not a believer in this season. Mm-hmm. Matt Schaub, Matt Ryan, Josh Freeman are all kind of coming up.
Roethlisberger, huh?
Well, I have Roethlisberger next, okay. after Freeman. Not really a Freeman believer just because he's a little bit untested.
Yeah.
So at this point, I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Schaub just to get a quarterback in there. We have seen Schaub in years past be the number one guy. So, you know, maybe a bounce back season.
I hope he does, man. I owned him in one league last year. He was a frustrating player to own last
roller
year.
Roller coaster for sure.
All right, so that's going to bring up Brad, I think, for your team two here.
My team two, I already have a running back with Chris Johnson. I have a quarterback with Phillip Rivers. I need to reach out and get a wide receiver now. I'm going to go with consistency, and I'm going to take Greg Jennings.
It's a good pick right there. And that's going to bring us to the end of segment one. Make sure to tune into segment two, and we're going to continue the rest of this draft up to round five anyway.